The Africa Report.
Monsieur Jean-Jacques, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Ish, you here now, Jean-Jacques?
What a day, eh? You're taking the punches.
And you know what? There's nothing I can do about it. You got to roll with them. You got to man up. You got to man up to your consequences. But nonetheless, Jean-Jacques, yesterday, Namibia and North Korea, is there something happening? And what's the latest of theirs?
Remember I spoke to you about a North Korean diplomat smuggling rhino horn, ivory, drugs, cigarettes in the diplomatic bag. And, I mean, there was one expelled from South Africa for that very reason. So they've been very, very operative. We had North Koreans back in Zimbabwe 20 or more years ago. They've got a big company called Mansudai. They call it a company. Of course, it's a state-run enterprise. So that does a lot of building around Africa, and it's a bit of a cash cow. And in Namibia, where they've had relations with North Korea going back all the way to the liberation days, they have built a small munitions factory. Yes, certainly they have. Building a military academy, Ministry of Defense headquarters, and barracks. So they're doing a lot of building there. And the Namibians are saying, so what's wrong with having relations with North Korea? Yes, we had military cooperation, but because of sanctions now, that has stopped. We've answered all the questions from the sanctions committee. The committee itself says, no, they've still got some questions to answer, but there doesn't seem to be very serious consequences. But talk about relations with Namibia. They have, North Koreans have been very active, as I said, in Zimbabwe much earlier, in Mozambique, in Uganda, in the DRC, in Tanzania, in Angola, and all of those countries, the sanctions committee is looking at what exactly the ties are and what is North Korea doing there in a military context, in ways of stopping any kind of military ties.
Interesting times, I tell you. Thank you so much for that update. But what's the latest coming out of Sub-Saharan Africa?
Well, you know, the International Monetary Fund is saying that the growth will be up at 3.5%, well, in fact, 3.4%, up from 2.6% this year. That will be next year's growth. And that's obviously a good thing. But both South Africa and Nigeria, which are the biggest economies, have clouded in terms of their leadership. Muhammadu Buhari's illness, Jacob Zuma's tenuousness as a result of the corruption scandals and so on. So it's saying, the IMF saying, that political risk and rising debt could dim the economic outlook for sub-Saharan Africa. But there's been a good harvest in both South Africa and Nigeria. That's good. Oil output is up, and that's good. So good news, but a warning sign. Be careful of political instability and certainly the rising debt. If you really want to grow, you've got to overcome those things.
And the latest happenings in Liberia?
Well, we've got a runoff there, of course, with the vice president, Jacob Buake, and then George Weah, the footballer. But now Buake, who was Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's deputy, and from the Unity Party, the ruling Unity Party, they are now accusing Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, she rejects these accusations, of electoral interference, saying that she had improper talks or inappropriate meetings with election magistrates ahead of the December the 10th poll. Now, exactly, you know, they did. I mean, Buake did sort of distance himself to some extent from Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. She's everybody's hero outside of Liberia. In Liberia, they're saying she didn't do enough to free the country from the debt burden. I mean, the development burden that it has, much of its economy is made up, and also its budget is made up of debt, development. I keep saying debt instead of development.
It's early morning, it's understandable.
But no, the fact is both of them are very insidious, you know. But if you become development reliant, you can't grow to be the economy that you need to be. And she's certainly credited with bringing the country out from this protracted civil war. But did she free it from the development burden that it has? And so I think Buake is really trying to distance himself from it in terms of political popularity at home, and hopes that he's going to thereby beat George Weah, who is seen as a very popular figure, but maybe not the best man in terms of the economy.
We wait and see, Jean-Jacques. We wait and see. Jean-Jacques, merci. À demain.
À demain, mon vieux.
Thank you so much. Jean-Jacques Gonesh joining us once again to give us the latest updates in terms of the African continent. And there you have it, North Korea. Namibia confirming that, yes, we have a relationship with North Korea. So what?